At first it was tough. I mean, because obviously a lot of the family I knew, like cousins and friends and people I went to school with, was back, you know, in the Philippines. It took me, you know, a little while to get used to. Luckily, like, in the schools in the Philippines, they teach everything in English. And, you know, but obviously they'll speak Tagalog as well. Majority of what was taught is all in English. So English wasn't bad, but, you know, kind of still, you know, about the first year or two, still had the Filipino accent. In no time, you know, I was able to get accustomed to everything. And actually, after, you know, a couple years, I stopped speaking in Tagalog, even though my parents would still talk to me in Tagalog, fully understand, and they'll communicate to me in Tagalog every now and then. But as far as, you know, speaking back and answering, it's probably, you know, down to, you know, 40% of, you know, what it was before. No, it's fine. I mean, it just took a little getting used to, obviously, the culture, you know, the people in school. Definitely the way they handle themselves is different, where in the Philippines you're taught to be just, you know, quiet and subservient. Parents have, you know, the highest respect, you know, provide, and always addressing them respectfully and listening to everything they say and no talking back. So when I see that in school, you know, like some of the kids talking back to the teacher, you know, we're taught to respect the teachers as well, and it was just, you know, a big culture shock.